Hi, and welcome to the Machine Ethics Podcast. This time we have a bonus episode, our third edition of What is AI, where we have a selection of answers from last year or two of our interviewees. In this episode, in this order, we'll hear from Reid Blackman, talking about software that learns by example, Hadhulika, talking about patterns and stats, Sarah Brin, talking about different types of intelligences, Roger Spitz, talking about AI as functions that are normally done by humans, Ryan Carrier, what is AI as a hard question and its fuzziness, Ricardo Bizet-Yates, talking about AI as mimicking the human brain, Mark Cockleburr, as different narratives of AI, Harriet Pelluru, with AI's lack of emotions, Josh Gellers, quip about something that we shouldn't be striving for, Dr. Marie Oldfield, AI doesn't exist, Mark Steen, machines as tools, Guy Gadney, and why the term is almost too broad, and finally, Michelle Ordili, with how AI can be a family of technologies. If you'd like to find more episodes from us, you can go to machine-ethics.net. You could also contact us at hello@machine-ethics.net. You can follow us on Twitter, machine_ethics, Instagram, Machine Ethics Podcast, YouTube, @machine-ethics, and if you can, you can support us on Patreon, patreon.com/machine-ethics. I always love this question and I ask it constantly because we have so many different answers to it. So I hope you enjoy this kind of plethora of different examples of what people think of when they are asked, what is AI to them?
Software that learns by example.
Sweet.
Done. You know, obviously AI is a broad term. Machine learning is a subset of AI, but it's the vast, vast, vast majority of AI that any business is designing, developing, deploying right now. So it's machine learning. What's machine learning? Machine learning is just a fancy phrase for software that learns by example.
Yeah, I feel like that's a question that trips me up every single time I hear it. I think the best way I think about it is AI is really being able to predict something that comes next in a particular pattern. I know that sounds vague, in part because AI is used in so many different ways, right? Mm. It's used to predict health outcomes. It is being used perhaps inappropriately to predict if someone can be a criminal in another instance, but also it's used to kind of identify, who's a candidate that should, proceed to the next stage in a hiring process. So the way I look at it, it's really being able to predict what comes next. There's of course a lot of critique of AI that is neither artificial nor intelligent. So that's something that I really want to center even when I think about, what AI really means and what it doesn't.
So the first part is easy, right? So that's artificial, right? So for the purposes of this conversation, we can say made by a machine. Intelligence is the harder, trickier one, right? So we can say that intelligence might mean the ability to solve problems or complete tasks. And that's like the shorthand I often use. But you might also know that there's a whole bunch of different types of intelligence, right? So there's like kinetic intelligence, there's interpersonal intelligence. And I think that the current definition of AI has a very limited definition of what intelligence is and can be.
We use artificial intelligence in the sort of, as a broad term, part of the, I guess the computer science field or what have you, which is seeking to create machines capable of thinking and learning. Doesn't mean that they are, but effectively they perform certain cognitive functions which typically require human intelligence. So maybe perceiving, reasoning, some degree of learning or problem solving, and we can talk about what that means in terms of decision making. More fundamentally, I guess, day to day, there's an element around recognizing speech, playing with language or processing language, at least visual perception. And we'll talk about it as well. But playing a role on some form of a decision making value chain doesn't mean that they understand everything.
That's a great question. So I used in the mission statement AI and autonomous systems, and we do that for a very specific reason. Rather than define AI, which it becomes very hard to do. In fact, the technical words we use now are artificial intelligence, algorithmic, and autonomous systems. not because I know necessarily where AI finishes and algorithmic systems start and then how that but because actually that gives us the all-encompassing perspective of the systems that we aim to have some governance, oversight, and accountability to. But I do have an answer for you, which is we view artificial intelligence as replacing the human brain or the human decision-making process in systematic form. And then we partner that with autonomous systems because now we can replicate the rest of the human experience, my dexterity, my fingers, my mouth, my eyes, my senses, the sum of which, so the brain and the thought process and problem solving combined with that human dexterity, the combination of AI and autonomous systems allows us to replicate human tasks. And so by thinking in this holistic way, what we feel like we're capturing is how the human is either in the equation or maybe being replaced by the equation. And we want to govern that process or make sure we're examining those systems.
Yeah, that's a hard question. I think AI is different for every person. I would say that the standard definition is trying to mimic the human brain, but I think that's a definition that is a bit naive in the sense that computers are not like us. So maybe it's really artificial in the sense that it's different, but still it's not that artificial that, for example, doesn't use resources that are important to us.
Yeah, I mean, AI has a long history. There's different types of AI. I think what we are today talking about when we talk about AI is usually machine learning. So if I will mention AI, I mean machine learning. Another point I make about that always is that AI is not like just this thing. First of all, because it's like part of bigger technical systems and infrastructures. But also because for me, AI is not only a thing, but also a story. It's also something that people tell about AI, about the future of machines. People have all kind of imaginations about that. So for me, AI is also that, and is also interesting as a more humanities kind of person to look what are the narratives about AI and how does that shape how we think about AI.
What is AI? I think that the first thing that is sensible to do is to actually define intelligence, because that's a kind of component of that. And we could describe that as the ability to understand and learn and problem solve and adapt, but also to reason. Obviously, artificial intelligence is when those behaviors, those actions are being completed by something that's been created by man, like a computer. So I sort of been thinking a lot about, therefore, what fundamentally is different between the two. I do think a lot of the kind of questions that we have are around the fact that artificial intelligence is like slightly limited in its ability to reason. Human reasoning is informed by facts and logic. Although neuroscience have actually proven that emotions are like integral to decision making. I think there's like some studies. I think there's a study from like the 90s where there were patients that had that sort of emotional region of their brain damaged. The amygdala and the prefrontal cortex, those sort of areas which are kind of key to emotion. And in those states, the patients were rendered like unable to make decisions. I think that whilst, we can definitely attribute some modes of intelligence to artificial intelligence, ultimately, like the lack of emotion, computers fundamentally lack emotion, and therefore they can't perform reason to the same extent that humans can. And so I would say that artificial intelligence is slightly misleading as a term, because it suggests an intention and a kind of an ability to reason that I don't think they can truly have in a comparative way to humans.
So, as you know, right now, that's a particularly thorny issue. But I think that where I'm coming at this issue from is that the very idea of artificial intelligence is an anthropocentric conceit that human-like intelligence is both something desirable and something that we should strive to emulate in some kind of synthetic form.
Oh, good starting question. For me, AI doesn't exist, which is ridiculous because I work in the field. So philosophically, where you've got a definition of AI, you are kind of trying to explain complex concepts to people. So it's easier to anthropomorphize those and kind of make it into a Siri or an Alexa and then tell people that that is AI. If you look at what intelligence actually is, in terms of a human concept, it's not anything that a machine can currently do. Machines can work within boundaries, they can use data sets, they can use algorithms, but that is nothing like human intelligence. And that would require something like general intelligence and context to get a machine anywhere near what a human is. So artificial intelligence, for me, the intelligence part of it has not been defined correctly enough for that to exist. If we're saying the intelligence exists artificially, again, for me, that's not a thing. So I like to kind of compare it to machine learning or data science, where we can actually kind of say machines and we can look at science. And I think that's more applicable in this context. If you wanted to look at what the popular version of AI would probably be, for me, that would probably be something like Siri, Alexa, ChatGPT, something that is, you know, appearing to be intelligent, but not necessarily is.
Yeah, as you noticed, I said what people call AI. Frankly, I think AI is a bit of a silly term. I know people have been using it since, what is it, 1950-something with this Dartmouth conference. Silly in the sense that it draws so much attention to mimicking people, like it's intelligence, like human intelligence, first thing that comes to mind, and then artificial. So I don't like the term so much. I would rather talk about tools that we can use, or instruments that we can that through which we can perceive the world, or our machines that help us do things. For example, a spade, you don't call that an artificial hand, do you? Or a bike, you don't call that artificial legs. So why do we call these machines or tools? I mean, they're machines and tools.
Well, I think AI broadly is either the best thing that's ever going to happen or the worst thing that's ever going to happen. And probably the truth is somewhere in between on a broad level. For me, it's an interesting one because it is such a broad umbrella. I'm sort of old enough to remember, you know, when the web first started, and I was like, oh, it's the internet. What is the internet? And actually the answer is that it depends. It depends on what the exact question is. So AI, as we know, is this incredibly broad term.
Okay. I think the problem is that because of how ubiquitous it's become as a word, AI currently means everything and nothing. The AI Act, I think, gets it right when it refers to it as a family of technologies. And I think the idea is that, you know, it's just a superset of machine learning that performs certain functions that are recognized somewhat as intelligent functions, even though I think that's a bit of a misnomer. But yeah, I think that's kind of the easiest way. It's a set of processes that leads to outputs that we currently quantify as intelligent.